people who have complained at all really are not complaining about the knowledge I'm giving out. What they're really saying by their complaints, by the form that their complaints take, is that I'm not touching on the space aliens, or I'm not touching on the reptilians, you know. And that, again, is a form, they'll say I'm not touching on the New Age, their favorite addiction, you might say. And I do touch on these things if they really do listen and go through all the free stuff I've given out there for them to listen to, if they have the patience. Most New Agers want instant gratification, and they simply jump from one teacher or guru to the next, and they pay their money, and they never complain. They never say they've been had. They simply devour what they're given, never understanding it generally anyway, and then go on to the next gulp somewhere else. And that's called, shopping for religion. And I'm sure there's thousands of websites out there where they can go shopping for that. In the Kabbalah, of course, they talk about the Ein Sof, which is the endless, and that's what you have for the New Age shoppers. It's fine for a hobby, you know, if nothing else to occupy themselves with. But while they're shopping for the New Age and an answer to their spiritual crisis, they fail to realize that this is a world where spirit meets matter. And what happens in the world of matter, since you wake up as you every day, presumably, except for the reptilians, of course, then what you do here in the world of matter is important. The trick that's been used in ancient civilizations was to convince the public that nothing was real at all, you see. And once you convince them of that, you've dominated them. Because whatever you do to them doesn't matter, since nothing's real. And that's the usual spiel of psychological warfare, which is put out by certain individuals even today, on behalf of the big boys. It's so easy to control vast civilizations and populations whenever you do anything to them, it doesn't matter, because nothing's real, it's all illusion. An illusion, by definition, is not a hallucination. An hallucination is not real at all, you see. That's what it means. An illusion is a distortion of reality. So we should be very clear on the terms that are used. And people who are taught that this is not really happening, and all the nasty things are not really happening, can retreat into their Ein Sof and go on forever, or at least as long as the ones who control the physical allow it, because that's what it boils down to. I've never ceased to be amazed at the people who always ask the questions about the afterlife when they're living in this one. They can't even deal with this one. And as Socrates said, you know, they're not content about putting laws on the physical world. Here they are putting laws on the spiritual world as well. That's the folly of man. And so they go on and on in their hunt, the endless, allowing monsters to formulate the future for a few very wealthy elite families who have this knowledge and have hundreds if not thousands of think tanks working for them. And since they conjure up the money and have convinced us all that they have the actual right to rule and run this system of money, they've got it all sewn up because it's their system, you see. When money talks, morality walks. So for those who simply want to ask endless questions about something they can never prove, action. I would suggest they go on and follow the movement that was revived or resuscitated from Theosophy, a Masonically run organization chartered by the British Crown to alter the world to come for the 20th century. It sort of faltered off through the scandals that came out afterwards on Madame Blavatsky and the various frauds that she committed. But it was revived again in the 1960s by a big movement called Pop. Pop was father, of course. It was followed by Rock in its masonry. And out of nowhere burst this new pop music. That's the general view. And in reality, it didn't burst out by itself. It was simply unleashed at the right time. And the charge took back into the New Age, which again is the name of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry's magazine, their journal. And they prophesied they'd do this back in the 1950s in their journals. Out came the Beatles. And the Beatles, of course, came out with what was going to be given to the public. And that which was given to the public is a diffusion of the mind, a diffusion of reason, was the land that we knew successfully in India for thousands of years. A basic form of Theosophy blended with a Christianity and other religions. 1960s, all over countries in Europe especially, songs just burst out, such as Roger Whittaker's song, New World in the Morning. That was rather typical of the New Age message, that something, they always tell you that something wonderful is going to happen. This is the same phrase that was used in Arthur C. Clarke in the movie 2001 and 2010, where the man who reaches godhood, that's really what it's about. It's nothing to do with space at all, if you understand high masonry. He comes back and tells people that something wonderful is going to happen, and this is tied in with the age of Aquarius, which really has nothing to do, once again, with the popular New Age belief, simply because they've never done their homework into what Aquarius is all about, or the occult. They follow the standard books from the bookstores. They eat them up like a goat eats grass in a field, clump by clump, never asking, well, how come all these books just appear on the shelves for them to consume? They've never done any homework, you see. They are the consumers of religion. For those who aren't hearing what they want to hear, which is the praise of the New Age and the explanations of mysteries, I don't bother to teach, because you don't have the patience to learn. They can gobble up as many books as they wish. There's an endless plethora dished out every year, actually every month. It's big business. And like someone with a bottomless stomach, their appetite is endless, because there is no satisfaction in what to consume. And the impatient can't be taught anything. I would advise them to do what the Beatles said to do, to join the tour, because that was the beginning of the Magical Mystery Tour. That was the meaning of the Magical Mystery Tour. So for all those aboard Magical Mystery Tour, consume as much as you want, whatever you want, and listen to the songs